In terms of what happens in development, baby development, infant development, or what do you call fetal development, there is a point in time where every fetus is female.
Yes, that's right.
Then there's a little trigger switch that goes on that starts the testosterone process.
And the decreased estrogen.
Right, and that.
But men have estrogen.
Oh yeah, they each has some of the other.
That's correct.
So that, Bob, that's where men and, you know, male, female, humans are humans, and then they have to differentiate in order to keep perpetuating themselves. So they differentiate at a certain time. I don't. It might even be like, she's at 16 weeks or something. You know, that's.
But you can't even come into that. You can't. That's exactly correct. But then you could say, when you orgasm, you have a labia that you orgasm through. Just like men have a penis that they orgasm through.
Mm-hmm.
So even that aspiration or place is a way of the sameness.
Yeah.
But then but then if you find yourself in a place where you no longer orgasm, are you no longer male or female?
Mm-mm.
You see, what happens if there's a terrible accident and you lose your genitalia?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that make you neither? Oh, then you can watch the harem. You become a eunuch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they still have a meat sack, so they're still sons and or daughters. But the whole trick of that point is the reference is an easy way to describe oneness, allness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
long
yeah.
Way to get there, huh? But it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the technology of that. And I think there is a male who did all the hormonal treatment so he could carry a baby. So,
correct.
I mean, that's been done, too.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And how is that? Creation.
Mm.
And that's why that was the next logical step. And they were in the vibrational proximity of that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of creation, up until then, that was the leading edge. That was new. Because
mm-hmm.
it hadn't happened before then.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, that was a realized creation.
Mm-hmm.
But when that one leaves the meat sack, it will not take that part to the gulf because it was created on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have the whole hermaphrodite thing, which is a whole another thing.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I've known hermaphrodites, female hermaphrodites, and they're just your average, normal female person.
Well, is there such a thing as a male hermaphrodite?
That I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there is.
There is, my dear.
I
there
just
is.
Haven't met them yet.
Mm-hmm. So, see, where would they fit into the order? If you're going to go that way, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not such a big deal. It's all oneness. Is that balance?
Right.
Very wonderful. It's very, very fun.
So how did Bob do?
Fabulous. Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. It took us to new places one more time in old genres.
Mm-hmm. So now you have, it sounds like you have 10 topics to go on the website immediately.
Well, after you wield your magic pen on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very interesting place, and this is what people are resonating with us. The resonance, they're looking for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And what this work is about, we've said all day, every day. Anything that brings you into the place or the spark of knowingness where you can come back into your power and know that this is about love. And once you learn pure positive source energy interacting in your operating system and activating your trinity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can leave out the mark of the beast or not, engage those. Hey, that Antichrist has been the most wonderful thing that's ever happened. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. It lets folks know that they have a choice. They have a contrast. They have a knowing, a being, a longing, a desire. And you can go into all kinds of extraneous contortions regarding that. But the short version of all of it is a lover who loves. And if you're a lover who loves, you're fabulously blissful. And if you're a lover who's not loving, you're disconnecting and disconnected and miserable. Mm-hmm. And that degree of disconnection sets the order of importance of you staying in the physical creatorship.
Right.
See? That's why I explained every transaction of process. Even someone that's done these horrible, heinous things, and then your legal system gives them what they call the death penalty. If they understood what that was, they certainly wouldn't give it to the most disconnected ones of you.
Who would they give it to?
Well, they would absolutely give it to the ones that are in that place of checking out naturally anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you see? Turn it back around. Look what happens. The one that's lined up with croaking or going out to non-physical gets murdered by someone. Okay? Well, they get theirs instantly because that's what they wanted. That was a desire. That was the next logical step. They were done. You see?
Yes.
The songwriter says it's easy to understand that only the good die young. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and people just laugh that up, and that's perfectly okay. But let a murderer do that, and the next thing you know, then he's judged because he lined up with the taking of the life and lined up with somebody that took the life. And then now he has to be judged, and they have to get the same thing. Well, many times that's what they want,
mm-hmm.
and they're just not quite there. And the appeals process will tell you how close they are to the vibrational proximity of croaking. Just don't do it in Texas. They are on the bat there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
if people in prisons could get a hold of the ion readings, then they would start to learn about connecting and...
Well, they learn that anyway. They learn that anyway. Because of their potential disconnection, found them in a position of being controlled. When they gave up their power, then they got to where they were. When they gave up their power, they gave it to someone else. So therefore, that was the next logical step. How often is it that someone gets on parole and doesn't know how to make it in life? So they immediately commit some discretion regarding the law, and they end up right back into... They're incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
To be incarcerated. Right back to where they was the closest proximity of where they wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do or have. It's with everything. And then it becomes a, we say seamless, we need to say blameless.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But you got to have blame. If you're not, if you don't have your power, then you have to spend the rest of your days blaming everyone else for why your life sucks. The universe.